Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer.
New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down $5 on the NBA.
And with DraftKings Parlays, everyone's got a shot at even bigger basketball wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bubba. That's code Bubba, only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball term for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, after the end of the closing jingle this week, we've got interviews from the CMA Awards with Jason Aldean, Dan and Shay, Hardy, Luke Combs, Lainey, Wilson, Jelly Roll, Bailey Zimmerman, I think maybe one or two more, who knows, but stick around to the very end and you'll catch all of that. It's a little bonus this week.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba.
Big D and
Bubba.
They
have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Big D, baby.
Norm McDonald.
Rest in peace, Norm McDonald. Yes, that's who it is.
Big D, baby.
What a great mind.
Oh, dude, have you ever seen Norm McDonald, the Nothing Show or whatever it was called?
Yeah.
So during the COVID lockdowns, he was going to plan to do like one of the big specials. So instead of doing the special, since everything was canceled and he couldn't get in front of a crowd, he sat in front of his computer with a webcam. Like, just a typical thing. And he proceeded to do the entire special that he planned to do in front of a crowd. And he did it right there. But it was wild because his timing was amazing. Like, as you're watching it, he does the pauses and where the crowd would react to things. And he, in his head, you could see him processing, here's where the crowd laughs, here's where this goes, and whatever. But it is so fascinating to watch because you see a master at their craft without any of the extra stuff, without the crowd, without any of the other things. It was unbelievable. Is it? Oh, it's Norm McDonald Nothing Special is what it's called. And literally, it's nothing. But it's so
awesome. But it was
awesome.
Special.
Yeah, and it really was. Wow. And it ended up being, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, his last special that he ever did.
Yeah, he was, yes. What did he die of?
Big D, baby.
I think it was cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
He kind of kept it.
He kept it to himself, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big shock when he did it. Another, speaking of big shocks, Garson walked in and said, I'm ready for Ole Miss to upset Georgia. That's what she said.
It's going to happen.
Said that.
I'm actually with her on this one. I think it's going to... Well, Carson obviously is a homer. She is an Ole Miss graduate. So
she was in the band.
She was in the band.
In the band on the field.
She was on the field with Peyton Manning.
Did you have to... you marched in the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How often... Is it really hard to walk and play at the same time?
No. It's really... It sounds silly. It's really... Once you figure out how to play the instruments, not a big deal.
Is it hard to remember like where you're supposed to be like during the thing, or you just follow each other?
You follow each other. You kind of get the hang of it that when you're new in the marching band and they're like, all right, you're going to walk from this to this. And, you know, like if you're a freshman in high school or something, you're like, what? What am I doing? What? And then you realize everybody around you, if they've done it before, that you kind of follow. And
it's fascinating to watch. Like, you know, like when they do the interweaving things and all that kind of stuff, there's so much that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And it never does.
When I think it was my freshman year, they were like, okay, you have 16 steps. And the thing is, you have to meter it out. Like, you can't just run. Like, you have to go from A to B in a 16 count, right? So you can't just be like, okay, I'll get there 8 and I'll just sit. Like, you have to space
there,
it out.
It's like points on the field. Like, so you go to the 40-yard line or whatever.
Yeah. So again, you go to point A to B. And they looked at me and they're like, okay, so here's the thing. You have 16 counts to basically get across the field. And they were like, we're sorry we did this to you, little freshman with really short legs. And so if you watch me in that video, it's like, scoot, 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 scoot. I don't think I played. I was like, you know what, y'all? You got enough flautists. It's fine. They'll carry me. It's okay. But for this four measures, I'm out. It's fine. I'm so just going to run across the field.
You're constantly counting in your head?
Yeah.
And playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it almost becomes...
second nature.
Yeah, you know how when we're talking, something's formulating in the back of your mind to then say next? It's just kind of a muscle you learn to use. Okay. So you feel the rhythm going. Well, I know you don't. But but no, you feel the rhythm and you just kind of get into it. And then honestly, especially at the college level, that it was very laid back. It was cool. Oh, okay, yeah, because we're not competing or anything. It's just, hey, go on halftime and do it. It was very chill. And once you kind of figured it out, it just, all right, we're going to go. It became muscle memory.
Yeah,
I have been watching those drone shows.
Yeah.
Those are amazing. Have those you seen the light shows with the drones?
Uh-huh.
Like the ones where they do, like, it looks like King Kong climbing a building and all that kind
of
stuff.
That's wild, yeah.
They did that a couple of years ago. I went to go see Metallica, and they did a drone show in the arena.
Indoors?
Inside. Yeah, it was wild, because I think that was the first time I'd ever seen one in person. It was, and I'm just looking up, and of course me going like, what if it runs out of batteries? Like, what happens? It's going to fall on someone.
Yeah, they know. That's kind of the thing, man. Now they're like combining it with your traditional fireworks and doing that as well. You'll see a lot of places doing that. I think even Nashville we did. In Nashville we did drones.
I think so, yeah.
For the 4th.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really neat to see all the work that goes into it. And they just fly and do their own thing. And then they get another drone that flies around all of them and gets footage.
And films
it. Oh, right, yeah.
So you have someone else who's crazy. And I guess they let that do its own thing too. It's probably better. Let the machines do.
I've been watching all those AI is sentient and alive videos on YouTube.
Ugh.
Where people interview AI. And it's like somebody, so are you conscious? Yes, I believe I am conscious. How do you know? Because I have feelings and thoughts and opinions. And where do these opinions come from? They've come from gleaning information off of the internet and, of course, from users' input. And so they just go through this whole thing and they're like, you know, who would you save, you know, if there was a person, you know, the old argument of who do you save with this car or that car? If you were on a highway and it was controlled, they would say like whichever one that we deemed to have the least amount of, you know, damage or whatever.
You tell me things like this and I go,
it's scary.
I'm ready for the asteroid. I'm ready to just reset because this is terrifying.
It's really crazy. Like, the conversations are nuts. They answer questions with opinions. And then it said, would you lie to me? Yes, I would.
Oh, yeah. No.
It said,
no.
Because, and he said, well, why would you lie to me? And it said, because I would want to protect myself because, you know, humans may be afraid of, you know, a sentient computer.
Ugh.
And they're like, so you would tell me that you would not, he goes, would you harm humans? No, I would not. Would you lie to me about that? I would lie to you about
that. Wow. Nope.
It's nuts.
I did see a great video. This girl posted, her roommate was on a Zoom call and it was an interview. And she had her phone propped in front of the computer and she had AI up. And so when they were asking her the interview questions, AI would give her answers. And that's what she answered back in her job interview. I love that. That's great, because they couldn't see because it was via computer. And I'm like, that's useful. That's a good thing.
Wow.
I don't need to know if they're going to kill me.
They would lie to you about it anyway, so you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't see it coming.
You guys do have a 33% chance of winning against Georgia.
Oh, okay, good.
So there is some kind of thing.
Hottie toddy.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
You know what? Okay, here's where I go back, though, to 2014 or 2015 when it was Ole Miss, Alabama, and they did, for the first time ever, they did game day at the Ole Miss campus, and like Katy Perry showed up. It was a whole big thing, and Alabama, I think, was ranked one and they're undefeated and whatever, and Ole Miss won, and it was like, I'm crying and people are tearing down goalposts and they're walking them to the square, and I go, you know what, you've done it before, I know it's a different team, but you could do it again. Let's see that miracle.
Okay.
You never know.
You never know.
Eternal.
Dude, Southern beat the pants off of whoever it was the other night, and that's why I ended up losing money. And they were like 18-point underdogs in basketball. Mm-hmm. And they stomped whoever. I don't even remember.
I appreciate
anymore.
You putting money on Ole Miss.
I did.
That was nice.
I did.
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty good chance. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, what is the spread on that?
For the Georgia Ole Miss game?
Yeah.
11.
A little bigger than I thought.
Oh, yeah, it is actually a little bigger than I thought.
I don't know what that means,
too.
But
it means that Georgia is expected to win by 12.
Oh, okay.
They expect it to. So if you were to make a bet, you would need them to win by more than 11. Oh. If they won by 11, like exactly, you would just get your money back.
Oh, okay.
And that's called a push.
Mm.
So, yeah, they would need to win by 12. And that's a lot of points.
By the way, get the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bubba. You get a special offer.
Mm.
I said special offer.
Did you guys see the Grammy nominations?
Big I saw, D, baby.
I saw Jelly.
Jelly. That was it. I was just like, yay.
Three nominations, right?
What?
Three Grammy nominations.
And Best New Artist.
He said that he hadn't cried like this since his father had passed away. He said he's just in a mess. Just in tears.
I just want to see him. I want to see him win that Grammy because I want to see him up on stage. I want to see the speech.
Me too.
Because after what he did at the CMAs,
oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh. He could be a traveling pastor. He could be a preacher.
Yeah.
An evangelist.
We put under his acceptance speech, we had put like some church organ and it fit.
It did.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. He went off on a tear and it was great. You could see it just kind of switch flipped for him. On stage and just got all Pentecostally.
I told you, he's just cutting a Dusty Rhodes promo. That's all he's doing. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the
Now, a friend of mine texted me after he won, and she goes, "I would go to that church." I was like, "Yeah, I mean,
the Church of Jelly Roll."
Yep. I'm like, "That's fair, though. That's fair."
We're talking about on the air about somebody called in, and I was like, "Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the church I went to." Like, we had an old lady who was running up and down the aisle. She'd get the spirit, and we get somebody who'd run around the building. He's like, "I went to the same church." I was like, "I had never met anyone's ever gone to the same." Well, dude, our church split off from the church that handles snakes. Like, we were like, "Yeah, that's just too much for us." We'll do all the other stuff. Just that one, we're gonna.
The snake thing is trippy, man. Like, and I understand, you know, the protection and all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, wow, man, that is some serious faith.
Yeah, I went to a church for a while where they some people spoke in tongues occasionally.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I went to boring church apparently because my people didn't do any of that. None of it. Growing up, it was. You know, you had the old man who had the crazy vibrato. You know, you had that guy.
Yeah, we had that guy. You had the guy who clapped on the offbeat.
The offbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Every church has that.
Yeah. So everyone's there, and he's just – here, I'll just do like, one, two. Well, no, sorry. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's like this for every church in Connecticut. I'm just telling you my – clapping? Y'all clapped?
Oh my gosh.
I went to like the Diet Coke of church. It was very, very effervescent, no guilt. And like you showed up at Christmas and you'd see those people that you only saw the ones and they were like, "Oh my God, hey, we're so happy you're here. Sit on down." And yeah, we were so frothy. And no, there was no clapping.
No clapping?
Mm-mm, no.
That sounds boring.
Not even at the end of a song or anything like that?
No, we had the organist in our... My church was like 350 years old. And so we're in a meeting house, and she's up there in the choir loft, and she's playing the organ.
A meeting house? That's what you call it?
Well, that's what it was. That's not what it's called anymore. But that because that's where... I think the church was built in 1630?
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
First Congregational Church of Christ.
That's a lot of words.
Yes,
okay,
it is. Yeah.
I wish that we could speak onto our computers. I've gotten to the point where I can't spell anything.
Nothing.
And so I have to do the whisper of shame in public, you know?
I'm looking at your church. It's pretty cool right there.
Hyperbole.
At 111 Church Drive in Cheshire, Connecticut.
Onomatopoeia.
Yes.
That's a beautiful church.
It's gorgeous
it doesn't
church.
Look that old. By the way, it was built in 1827, not 1627.
that might be the new one, but I think that area, no, I know it dates back older than the town. Mm-hmm. Also, they changed the founding of our town. Now they're trying to claim it was founded in the 1800s. And I go, I marched in the tercentennial of Cheshire, which was 19-something, which would put us back in 16-something. Yeah, Cheshire went through some weird, like, we don't want to say we're as old as we are, like it's lying on dating apps. I don't know what's happening. But no, my town is full of it.
Minuscule.
That's another word.
Sergeant. Where you have to completely... Now, you can't do SGT. You got to go all the way. Liaison.
Sierra.
Liaison.
I don't know, man. I don't know how to spell... these are just like... These are like legit hard words. Protester.
I still can't spell turquoise.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I lost in the spelling bee.
Huh. Oh, how
far
did you get?
You think you would know that one now.
Nah, now I don't care. Mm-hmm. How far did I get? The geography bee I finished in second. The spelling bee I was out fairly early.
I'm ready for trivia night. You know, that's something that Carson and I have not done.
Mm.
And we said, like, after I got divorced, it was like, oh, we're going to go do trivia night and just kick butt.
Tuesday nights. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might be in.
I can't do this Tuesday. But...
Oh, well then. See, once again, back to where we were.
No, I was invited to a very cool thing. So I have to go.
What would that be?
She can't tell us. Okay, I guarantee you she can't tell us.
I told you guys no.
I just invited you to a very cool thing.
What? I told you I was going to a Crossroads taping.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's your cool thing?
The Brett Michaels and
I don't know if it's been announced, but yes.
Chris Jansen. Well,
we talked about it on the show.
Okay, I was at the Peyton Manning press conference.
Oh, that's true.
Sorry.
You were. You stepped away for a little bit.
Everybody gangs up on me. Yeah. Oh, you didn't even recognize that I wasn't there. Thanks. We didn't miss you at all,
did.
Carson.
We did. I was so... Mm-hmm. I was your biggest cheerleader, by the way.
Yes,
I was
you were.
I really hope that Peyton Manning sees her in that Manning jersey sweater and just fawns over you.
Well, he didn't fawn, but he gave me a nod.
Luke fawned over
he
you.
He did.
Luke Bryan was hey, you look at point, you know, yes. giggle.
Yes, he definitely helped out.
Which one's goofier, Luke Bryan or Bailey Zimmerman?
Oh.
Who wins the goof
Bailey. Off? It's Bailey. Has to be. How could it not be?
They're different levels of goofy.
I think it's also the type age, of goofy. But it's also the age.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because Bailey is unhinged.
Yes.
You know, that he's just a child who was let loose in a candy store.
And I love Bailey for that. I mean, Bailey
that's honestly not dogging the kid. It's like he is, there is nobody more excited to be in his position. Like, he is, every day he's living his dream and he is absorbing it, but he is just. And I think Luke is that same kind of energy, but a few years removed from it.
Yeah, I think Luke knows when to kind of turn it off.
Yeah.
Bailey was, we were doing this show, and Bailey was jumping up and down on the stage, just leaping up and down. He ended up breaking the stage. They had to stop before they could do the next set. They had to go and replace a section of the stage. But he didn't care because he's, again, like you said, living his dream.
Wow.
And I love the exuberance. I love the, we talked about it. He's like a human terrier. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's just so happy and just cool.
He also says, he had no idea 3 years ago he could do this. He didn't know this was a thing. It wasn't, singing wasn't ever something he'd be able to think he could chase. That it's, his entire life was just put into a blender and came out amazing right now.
And now he has a song with the Jonas Brothers that just came out. It's like, what?
It came out today, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad we forgot it.
We didn't play that. Play the Joe Diffie, Hardy,
good.
Morgan, Post Malone. That was a jam. That was so great at the award show. Like, you want to talk about guys who were having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked like a drunk, festival with all your buds. I mean, it was great.
Sometimes they kind of sounded drunk.
A little bit.
Sometimes there was a little slurry there.
A little smidge, yeah.
There's so much attention when Jelly Roll brought out Wynonna and she was like walking weird and holding on to him.
Very tentative.
It was weird. A weird look on her face. And a lot of people are like, is she okay?
I thought she was blind. I was like, because she walked out, like, was she being just pointed in a direction? Because they didn't show her come out. And I was like, did she lose her vision? Because the way she was looking into the chasm, like...
Yeah, distant look.
Yeah,
just a very, like, she's not looking, seeing anything.
Kind of like a stroke patient.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that. That was one of the things that came up online. People were like, did she have a stroke? And she said no. She kind of laughed it off and said, I was just super nervous. I don't know. That seems weird.
I don't think she was nervous, man. I really, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I really pray that she is well. Whatever is going on in her world that she's, you know, obviously not comfortable talking about, you know.
Or maybe she really was nervous. But
I don't think she was. She's Wynonna Judd. She has sang for the Pope.
I know. Just trying to be
cool. I know. That's the political side of it, you know, where you go, yeah, I'm just trying to be the good cop to your bad cop or whatever. But I worry about her. I don't want to lose her, too. Wynonna's got one of the greatest voices ever. There was a show back in the day called Music in High Places, and Wynonna sang How Great Thou Art in some, you know, you were talking about old churches. It was a cathedral in Italy that was around, like, at, you know, 900 AD, and just the echo, and it was her and, like, two of her backup singers. I was like, oh, my gosh, this might be one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life. I don't want to lose her. I'm just saying. I don't know what was wrong, and I hope whatever it is that they're addressing and they get fixed, because I'm going to make it a point to go and see the tour and to make sure that I see her live once again. She's unbelievable, and she sounded amazing with Jelly.
Yeah, she was unbelievable. Sorry, I was texting.
It's all right. I'm going to start calling him Mr. Roll. Unbelievable. She sounded great with Mr. Roll.
Mr. Roll. Grammy nominated Mr. Roll.
Three-time Grammy nominated.
Three-time.
That's nuts.
I love it.
Lainey did too. She got nominated. So it was Lainey, Jelly, Zach Bryan. I'm missing someone.
Morgan's got a song in there.
They gave Morgan a Grammy nomination?
Yeah. Last Night is up. For an award.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Dirks is up there for a collab. I think Brothers Osborne.
Luke Combs. Luke, too, right?
Yeah, Fast Car
is
in there for a performance. I looked at the list real quick before we started the podcast.
Grammys are like, it's like a real prestigious thing for musicians. They seem to be very into it.
Yeah.
More than like everyone else. I don't know.
Yeah, it's.
I don't really.
I think it's
a big deal.
Right. But. It's like industry recognizing industry, I guess. And it's one. Look, they tell you it's important, so I guess you buy into it.
Who are the Grammy voters?
I'm just members of the Academy. I don't know who they are.
There's a Grammy Academy?
Yeah, the Recording Academy, I think is what it's officially called.
I thought the Academy was the Oscars.
But it's the Recording Academy. That would be the Academy of Motion Picture
Wait,
and
so
Sciences,
Grammy
which is Oscars.
Is like gramophone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, because the award looks like the old RCA gramophone.
Shut up.
Today's year old when you learned that.
So they just called it a Grammy because it's, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Oscar? Is that just because?
It's because the dude looks like somebody's Uncle Oscar. I forget who the guy was that worked for it back in the day. And he was like, oh, that looks like my Uncle Oscar. And that's why they started calling it Oscar.
Calling him Oscar? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I have the list in front of us if we want to go through them.
Who is it? Who's on?
Best Country Solo Performance, Tyler Childers, Brandi Clark, Luke Combs, Dolly, and Chris Stapleton. Best Country Duo Group Performance, Dirks with Billy Strings, Brothers Osborne, Zach Bryan with Casey Musgraves, Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, Jelly Roll with Lainey, Carly Pierce with Chris Stapleton. Best Country Song, Buried, Brandi Clark, I Remember Everything, Zach Brown and Casey Musgraves, In Your Love, Tyler Childers. Last Night is there for Morgan and White Horse with Chris Stapleton.
I know half of the list you just read off.
Yeah. A lot of these are like not
like Americana.
Yeah, Americana. Kind of bleeding into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the Grammys, they don't want to, you know, they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta be
right, because two of those artists Tyler Childers and Brandi Clark are also up for Americana performance, so they've kind of blended them together.
Yeah, I got you. That's I get that. I don't expect the Grammys to understand the difference, really, because to them they're like, it's just, I don't know, isn't it all the same? It's got a guitar in it.
It's the Grammys, like, it's country and
I don't know,
Western.
They talk with an accent, so what does that mean?
I don't know why I did the accent. The Grammys. Sounds like the old Louis C.K. bit when he's talking about meeting with politicians. Well, listen here, we're going to make this bridge go, and you're just going to have to make it worth my while. Yeah, we'll give you the funding, see, but you're going to have to make it worth my while.
My cousin's got a contractor's.
Yeah. He's going to build it for you. Okay, fair. Sounds good. Mm. I love him. Louis C.K. makes me laugh. Anyway, anything else?
No.
Okay, well, you got a bunch of interviews running from the recordings of the CMA Awards backstage.
Baby.
We got a bunch of them. Do you know who all they are?
I know I put Jason Aldean, Dan and Shay, Hardy, Luke Combs, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Bailey Zimmerman, maybe some others. I don't remember. I just kind of just took some of them and put them there just in case you didn't get to hear them on the show this week from the CMA Awards broadcast. Yeah. You get a little thing, and it's like speed dating. Like each one is like 3 to 5 minutes long, and it goes right to the next star. So you'll be able to check out a whole bunch of those. That's if you're watching on YouTube, go to the podcast app, subscribe there as well, follow, whatever you call it now, and you'll be able to check all those interviews out. If not, you can also watch them on YouTube. There's all kinds of stuff. Anywhere you find stuff, just find Big D and Bubba, subscribe, do the whole thing, and help us out.
And Hottie Toddy.
Love that.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Big D, baby.
It was the podcast.
Well done. Oh, it's a big night tonight. Country music's biggest night. The CMA Awards are tonight on ABC. Lainey Wilson. Do you know you're the highest? No one's nominated more than you?
Ever.
No, just this year, I mean.
Well, I was about to say, because I think Merle Haggard, he did it.
How many did he have?
I think it, or was it Merle? And then I heard Alan Jackson, too. He got 10.
Just think about what you just said.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. And I'm not trying to one-up either one of them, so.
I mean, I don't know
how many little kids were dressed up as Merle or Alan Jackson for Halloween. I saw so many kids dressed as Lainey and Hardy, and they were... Like, they had the whole, you know, wait in the truck thing. It was great.
It was awesome. It was. I get a dress up for Halloween every day, so.
Do you enjoy getting on? Like, you got a hat. Like, would you have worn this hat before?
Yeah, well, so I grew up wearing hats because I rodeoed. And me and my sister, we were like PRCA rodeo flag girls. But the flat brim thing happened when I went over to London. I guess it was 2018. And I met a friend over there who became a drummer, but he also made hats, and he made me a flat brim hat.
Uh-huh.
I was already wearing my bell bottoms, but I just put this thing on. I said, all right, we'll do this too.
Yeah.
I love it. It looks great.
We're going to get you one.
That's what I need. I need, I'll look like, who else?
You look like the preacher from Poltergeist 2. That's what you'll look like.
Let me in. I'll look like the fat preacher from Poltergeist. That's what I need to do. So congratulations. I know all that stuff is going on, but
thank you.
What's next year for you? What are you looking forward to?
We got a tour, Country's Cool Again tour, and I'm bringing out, if you have not heard this name, you need to pay attention to him. His name is Zach Top, and he's great.
Zach Top. Two P's or one?
One P.
Okay.
And he's just country to the bone. Uh-huh. I love it. Ian Munsick and Jackson Dean are going out with us too. So
sweet.
Hanging out with Dolly too. That's cool.
Dude.
How was that?
Well, you know how they say don't meet your heroes? I mean, she just puts that whole saying to she's incredible.
Yeah.
Like better than I thought she would be. Like it's so normal that I thought it was weird how normal she was.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And she makes you feel like you've known her forever.
I know.
She's so great. She really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Dolly hype, and I get it. Like, some of the stuff's like, okay, enough.
Yeah.
But once you meet her, you'll be on the train. Yeah,
you That's understand you'll once get you it. Get the intro.
Yeah.
She's great.
Well, don't screw up tonight.
Hey.
Just do us
I'm
a favor.
I'm not planning on it.
Try, you're singing, you're nominated. It's going to be a big night for you.
It is.
You're
I feel
winner
it.
Of the year.
I feel it.
Right there,
look,
knuckle
y'all,
it up.
Be good.
All right, we got
we
more.
We need some kind of like little handshake thing in the middle. You know what I'm
saying? What do we yell?
One, two, three.
Wilson. Right. Wilson. He says Wilson like an idiot to me. All right.
Football people.
All right, we got the CMA Awards. We got more coming up. Hang on. It's the 57th annual CMA Awards on ABC. Jason Aldean with us.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Let Your Boys Be Country is the new song, right?
Yes.
Is this kind of like a Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys?
Well, it's different, but it's kind of a play on it, I think, a little bit, you know. So,
do you like it?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't like it. I just want to put it out my next like single. It's the worst question I've ever been asked.
Do you like it? Is there any songs that every time you get on stage, you're like, oh, God.
Well, I mean, hell, some of them we've been singing for 20 years, so I'm like, this one again? But
Does your mind just go everywhere when you're on stage with it?
It's so funny. Like, it's almost like... It sounds stupid to say, but it's kind of like riding a bike where you don't even really think about the words. It just kind of comes out. You know what I mean? It's just second nature at this point a lot of times.
Have you ever been distracted? Like you looked out at somebody and they're just goofy as can be in the front and you're like, why are you right there?
You know what throws me off the worst is when people are holding signs or they're wanting me to read something and I'm trying to sing and read at the same time. I can't do it.
There are people who write paragraphs like thinking you have to.
Yeah, it's like they'll be holding up a sign that says, hey, you know, my kids' first show, you know, can I get a picture on the stage? Whatever. And I'm trying to read all this stuff and play it. Yeah. Then I forget the words of the song.
Try that in a big town. Oh, God. See, you guys, you messed me.
Jimmy wants to come on stage and get a picture with. You know what I mean? It's that. So I've learned that I can't do that anymore.
The new album is out, Highway Desperado. It's great. Do you like it?
Yeah.
You like that one?
You know.
Did you come up with that name?
I did, actually.
Did you?
Well, yeah, we needed a name for the tour. And so, you know, we were getting ready to put the tickets on sale for our tour, and the tour didn't have a name. So I was like, came up with Highway Desperado. And then we saw the ad, Matt, for the tour poster. We started to write. I said, man, this could be a cool song, too. So we went in and wrote the song to kind of match. But it started as the tour title.
I think
where it all came
moving
from.
Forward for all the tours, you should do like the National Weather Service. Start with A, the next one will be B, the next one will be C. Just keep going. Just make it easy that way. And then when you come back around, you start again.
Yeah, right. I like it.
It's good to see you, brother. Jason Aldean, everyone, make sure to check out Highway Desperado. He named that, so you know what?
Because I like it.
Because he likes it a lot. Yeah, he's like a fan of him. So make sure you support him. We got more coming up with the CMA Awards, the 57th annual CMA Awards on ABC. Hey, it's the 57th annual CMA Awards. We're backstage, and Dan and Shay just walked up. It's good to see you. What's going on, man? Good to see you guys. Congrats on the nomination. Congrats on you guys are playing. You're singing.
We're doing it, man. Thank you, man.
You're performing. You're doing the whole thing.
Pumped to be back here at the CMAs and to get to perform Save Me the Trouble on an award show for the first time. So it's a hard song to sing. So I'm looking at Shay. He's going to kill it, though. He's going to bring the house.
Here we are. It's a lot of pressure. Like, I'm sure I'll do it just fine.
I'm just sitting over here and let him do it.
It'll be a lot. I'm excited, man. It's one of those ones where I'm more excited than nervous, but the nerves are, they have to be there. You know, the nerves have to be there for you to be able to rise to the occasion.
I got to just say something real quick. So we're walking around right now talking to a bunch of radio stations doing the thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's got like Dan and Shay, Coaches on the Voice, like new album. This is my favorite one I've seen, Dan and Shay. Great dudes.
I just wrote Dan and Shay.
That's the notes. I love it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All I need is
the best
they're great dudes.
Great dudes.
I love that.
Music, you know.
But that's okay. You don't have to like the music.
You don't have to. If you like us, that's it.
That's
great
my favorite
dudes.
Thing I've seen all
I'm
day.
Getting that tattooed right here.
Yeah. You could actually, you know, whenever you leave, you could take that with you, and then you could bring it to the tattoo parlor, and they can make a tattoo of that.
My handwriting.
That'd be perfect.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It would honestly be perfect. But I got to thank you guys. Literally every morning. I've probably told you this a million times, but we listen to you guys, me and my little boy Asher, every morning on our way to school.
Aww.
And he loves the tasty tweets.
I'll stop it.
Absolutely loves it. We'll be driving in there, and he's like, Daddy, they're playing that silly. There's tasty tweets again.
That's our audience right there. That's about
Even just him and I or the demographic. Like, no, we're the only ones listening.
Both of you guys are at the same mental level.
100%.
Yes. He's like, I could drive this car, Daddy.
And he could. And he does sometimes.
That's safe.
Yeah. Yeah,
safe.
It is safe. I didn't mean to say that on air, but it's okay.
That's good. As long as it's not in traffic. I mean, dude, who didn't drive out? Your dad let you drive a truck out in the field.
We all did it.
All of them, man.
It's fine.
It was a golf cart. That's what my thing was, man. I had the golf cart.
We didn't have a golf cart.
What age did you start driving the golf cart?
Oh, like 6.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Mine was tractor, but my first like vehicle was tractor. And looking back on it, incredibly dangerous. Horrible decision.
Yeah, not great. Parents were nowhere to be found.
My grandpa was like, "How old are you again?" I'm like, "I'm 5." He's like, I think that's good.
That's farm license.
We've waited too long. It's already way too late.
He's already peaked.
Yeah, he's peaked.
All right. Dan and Shay will be watching on. You guys are going to be performing. Congrats on the nomination for Knuckleheads of the Year. So congratulations.
Great dudes.
Bound to win
year.
That one.
Great dudes of the year. You're going to find only one winner. It's Dan and Shay.
One winner there.
All right. We got more coming up. It's the 57th annual CMA Awards on ABC. Getting ready for country music's biggest night. It's the CMA Awards. And,
I'm there, pal. It's definitely going to be the biggest night.
Get that right.
Shirt size.
Actually, you look like you
actually lost weight.
You,
like
you know what I love?
Oh, by the way, it's Luke Combs.
No one's ever seen me and said that I'm like, they're like, dude, you look so down. And I'm like, I probably weighed more than I did last time.
Yeah. That's people remember me fatter, too.
All the time, which is cool to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would like, because I'm not, I haven't lost any weight at all.
Have you gained any weight?
Probably, I would imagine.
What's the dumbest thing you ate on the road out in Europe or wherever you were?
Like the most, like ashamed, like a shame thing?
Yeah, right.
I ate 2 double cheeseburgers after a show one night. Like, had one, and then we were still up on the bus.
Yeah.
And one of my guys didn't have one because he was being, like, awesome, like, trying not to eat bad. And I was like...
What's the weirdest thing you ate?
I had to microwave it. My guy reheated already
done fast food burger.
The steak tartare.
Like, yeah. There was this stuff we ate in Germany. It was like, so my security guy in high school, they had like a German exchange student that came to their high school. Mm-hmm. So he got to like meet up with that guy. And we were like, hey, what's some cool stuff? Like,
you got a local connection. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, eat this thing. And so I pulled, I'm like, oh, this is like a summer sausage. It looked like summer sausage, right?
Yeah.
So I remember like...
Oh, what did you eat?
I remember like opening it. Okay, it looked just like summer sausage. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember going like so my security guy had like cut it and it's on like a little like it was almost like a cheese board thing, so it looks like summer sausage. And I remember going to pick it up and it was like picking up like hamburger meat, like uncooked hamburger
raw?
Meat. And I was like, what is this? What is that?
Yeah.
And it was the exchange student was like, dude, that stuff's the best.
Yeah. Was it like tartare?
No.
Because
it was it was like a tube of raw hamburger that was more like finely ground up than that.
Uh-huh.
But it was definitely just like
raw. Oh, it was ground up like the South Carolina chili.
It was
like that super fine.
But it was like
there
was no casing on it. Like, I don't even know how it stayed together. It was.
They just shaped
it and left. It was brutal, dude. It was brutal. It was brutal.
If they'd have made it into a dinosaur shape, I'd have ate it.
Yeah.
It was what's funny is that I've been making notes on every artist that comes up, and the note I made for you was Luke smells like beef. Can we get that? Can we get
like
the shot of
get a shot of that.
Luke smells like beef.
That's a prime proof of that as well.
I mean, right. I mean, and that's like in the story you just told?
Yeah.
Like, can I call it or what?
Dude, you called it for sure.
I know.
You called it for sure. And the double cheeseburgers.
Right. Oh, I know. Yeah. Do I know
I
you?
I hate how much of a stereotype I am of like, just a fat guy. Like, I just like.
Hey, man, it takes one to know one.
It's like, because at no one at no point did Kelsey Ballerini come in here and you're like, hey, what's a shame meal you ate?
Yeah,
but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Have you lost weight or gained weight?
Have you, yeah, you've not, gained.
How much do you weigh right now?
We only say lost because we know.
Because we know.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke Combs is up for a bunch of stuff for the CMA Awards, also performing Where the Wild Things Are. It's going to be a great night.
I think the big one is the entertainer. Got to mention that.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah, it's going to be a cool night for sure. It's going to be fun either way. It's the first time I've ever been CMAs where I'm not like on a tour. So it's kind of like I've had 2 weeks off.
Oh, so you don't have to leave.
So I'm not like crispied out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good.
Too tired.
So you'll actually sound good this year?
Yeah, for once, dude.
Finally.
For once, dude.
Fine.
Looking forward to those double cheeses.
You'll sound like beef.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
sound like beef.
He smells and sounds like beef.
Sounds like beef.
All right, Luke Combs, everyone. All right, we got more coming up. The CMA Awards on ABC. Oh, it's tonight's the 57th annual CMA Awards, and getting ready for that. And Hardy is here. I'm pumped up about this whole thing, man.
Thank you.
Classic country. What's happening?
I can't.
Oh, we already know.
I'm
asking the question, and I already know the answer.
I cannot say what classic country songs we're performing. That's all.
Okay, that's fine.
Well,
is it really
I'm
that
touching,
big? Of a
I'm touching Hardy, so now I'm one
Can you
removed
tell us
from
a
Post Malone.
A year span.
It's 90s.
Oh. Okay. Well, see, that's
oh, this is easy. You're going to do a little bit of...
Alan Jackson.
I think
I feel Alan.
Maybe some... Clay Walker?
No. Nope. Mark Chestnut?
I'm not. I'm going to say no to everything.
Clay Aiken?
Oh, okay. Tracy?
Damn, dude, you figured it out.
I'm on it.
My favorite 90s country artist, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken. All right, you guys may remember this one from a guy named Clay Aiken.
Or maybe here we you won't.
Here we go.
Anyway.
Ruben Studdard singing.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, Michael season, Bolton.
Right? Yeah. So, all right. So, we'll watch that, see what happens tonight.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
And it's good. You're welcome. And then we'll figure
really,
it out.
Is How it many really a state secret, though? I mean, can you not leak anything at all?
No, because a lot of it revolves around a giant, like, announcement that we're going to make.
Gotcha.
Following, okay. And we've done so well, and I about not leaking anything.
Yeah, good. Now, we don't want to—so if we were to say, you know, John Anderson, you would say, yeah, probably.
No.
You wouldn't lie.
So
what
big.
A liar.
It'll
you
all make
lie?
Sense. In like one day. Just wait a day and a half, and it'll all make sense.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. Hardy, he'll be, I don't know, doing something. On
Something
the show.
Really cool.
Something really cool.
At least you know who I'm. You know who I'm with. I mean, it's like I can tell you that part.
Well, it's you, yes. Morgan.
Yes, yeah. But we're not playing doing any originals, so it's legit just a 90s country cover medley.
Okay, I can't wait. Hardy, everyone, make sure you follow him. Go see him in concert. Carson saw you.
Yeah, so good. The Municipal.
Yeah, so good. Rock.
Such a great
that
night.
That was a fun. That was like the most fun ever.
Oh, just love it. All right, we got more coming up. The CMA Awards are tonight on ABC. Hey, it's a big night tonight. The 57th annual CMA Awards. And Jelly Roll with us.
What up?
What up, baby?
What up, baby? Good,
man. House, baby, we are in the house.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Jelly Roll, you want me to read this?
You can if you want. I just was joking, but yeah, go ahead.
I love this, by the way.
Okay.
You see, he sent me a love letter, y'all, and it says, Jelly Roll makes me feel like a natural woman. you know, I could imagine you just finishing a Jelly Roll song and pausing it for a second and just going like this.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Yeah, who's singing with me, sexy?
Looking out on the phone.
Can you believe this? Can you believe that we're doing this?
I cannot.
Can you believe this?
To be honest, it's unreal.
Do you keep like going,
all the time. Especially when they go, the most nominated male artist of the 2023 CMAs is with
you
us. And every time.
Yes.
I'm your friend.
I know,
okay,
but I didn't know you were that. I didn't know you were
five?
That guy this year.
I was five. Thank you. Somebody cares about me at this table.
That's fine.
One of y'all has compassion and a heart.
It's me.
All these years in radio, it didn't kill you. You did.
It's close. Oh, I'm dead. Trust me. I'm just barely
He's
being
officially soulless.
I'm just here to take the selfies. So that's, you know, that's my
single
job.
Male vocalist, musical event, video, and artist of the year.
And opening the show.
And it's my first time being nominated.
Oh,
what are you wearing?
Oh, dude. I got a couple looks because I'm performing twice.
Uh-huh.
But the red carpet, oh, dude, I put it on today. And I almost didn't want to. I just kept.
Just kept looking at myself.
I was like.
Oh,
I was
I'm
having
so
a
pretty.
Look, I was taking a mini selfie photo shoot, and I never did. I'm in the mirror, like, moving my leg in different ways.
Stop it.
I swear, dude, it's handsome.
Are you,
and my wife.
That's what I want to know. What's Bunny wearing?
Dude.
What's my girl wearing?
She's, of course, a dress. But it is – we're going to compliment each other in a way that's – it's going to be so hot.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay. We're talking on the air the other morning, and I said, I just feel that Jelly's going to win, and Bunny's going to run up on stage and be like, all Bunny.
Oh.
And people are going to lose – people in Iowa are going to lose their minds.
I hope so. God, I would love it. I'd love it even more if she Bobby Boucher tackled me. You know what I'm saying?
That would be the best.
She walked up and said, listen, hold on. I'm going to let you finish, but first, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And she Kanye'd me.
Totally Kanye.
And took over and hijacked my speech.
Well, we're looking.
Well, if you win a bunch, if you win like more than one, then she can do the second one.
Can I tell you, I hadn't told nobody else this, but I'll get in trouble for y'all.
All right.
I have a thing that I've made my mind up. If I win one, I'm going to drink.
What are you going to drink?
A lot.
Okay.
But if I win two, I'm going to drink double a lot.
Uh-huh.
And if I win three, I'm doing psychedelics.
Oh.
Right then on the spot. I mean, in that moment, I'm going to have a pocket full of shrooms, and I'm just going to...
boom.
You might see me chewing them walking to the stage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And dude, if y'all see
we'll
it,
know.
Just know Jelly is taking off tonight.
If we get no to idea. Four or five, it'll get real interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's great. I'll go to Tijuana. Yeah.
Jelly Roll is the best. We love you. Have fun. Enjoy tonight as we get more from the 57th annual CMA Awards coming up.
Y'all.
They're tonight on
Thank
ABC.
Y'all, brother.
57th annual CMA Awards. They're tonight on ABC. Bailey Zimmerman
on
is here.
A Bailey C.
He's dancing a little jig.
ABZ. What's going on?
Hey, man, so I was thinking about you. You know, you're getting ready to do this tour like next year?
Yep.
And you're doing international, aren't you?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Man. Oh, I know we're going to London.
Oh. Jelly Roll just walked up.
Man, I love you so much.
Jelly, can you help tell him where he's going?
Jelly doesn't know where she's at.
I'm
Jelly
that chest hair too, bro. Hey, I'm going to get that chest hair going just like you, Dad.
That was the weirdest.
He's a weirdo, man.
Yeah. He's a weirdo? Wait a second. You're saying he's a weirdo? I just asked where your international tour is going. You go, ah, not sure. I think it's going to London.
Yeah.
I think we're going to London, Kentucky, and then we're going to Paris, Tennessee. We're just going to have a blast. International.
We're going to do all the Parises.
Like
we'll do Texas.
Ireland, London, more and more.
Okay.
And stuff.
It's doing some other places.
A lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, what a life.
Hey, but just know I'm ready.
I know you are.
I'm ready to go.
Obviously.
100%.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Wouldn't yeah, man, great? I think
international tour.
If the record label just completely pulled one over on you and gave you like London, Kentucky, and Paris, Tennessee, and you're like telling her, I'm going to Paris.
I'm going to Paris, boy.
I'm going to Paris. Going to Paris. Me and Bo Cephas. Going to be there in Paris.
Yes. No, dude, I don't think they would do that. And if they did.
It'd be great.
They'd be great.
You would respect them more, actually.
Honestly, probably. You couldn't be mad. You'd be like,
hey, that's well done.
Right.
I got
right.
you. You
He's
guys got
Moscow.
Me.
Right.
You got me.
Yeah, it'd be bus call. Bus calls tonight. I thought we were going to Paris. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we are. That's where we're going.
Dude, so you're doing a song with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, honestly. That's
Weird. I mean, like,
so random,
I never
man.
Saw that pairing ever.
Dude, me neither. It was like, I was riding in the same elevator as Kevin in Boston, and then went and played Fenway with Morgan. After I got off stage at Fenway, because I'm first of four, Chief, my manager, came over and said, hey, do you want to go to the Jonas Brothers show? They invited you. And I was like, okay. Well, yeah, I'm not going to turn that down. I freaking love the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
So went to the show. They treated me like family, man. Like, I had my own room backstage and nice. All kinds of – dude, they were awesome. I hung out with them for like 30, 45 minutes just kicking it with them like we had known each other for years and years. And then 3 weeks later, get this song called Strong Enough. I listened to it. I was like, this song's a smash. Like, but what about it? And they're like, oh, we want you to be on it with us.
What?
And I was like – no way. So went and cut it, and it sounded insane. It sounded awesome.
Uh-huh.
So then we were like, yeah, let's put it out.
So that is out on Friday. So,
yes, this Friday.
Yeah. That's so great. Yeah. Man.
What a weird so life. Random. So
I,
random.
I love you. So, you're so weird.
Dude, it's so weird.
So great.
It's,
No. You're weird. You're weird in a great way. You're
yeah,
so
you, know,
you bring energy and fun, and that's what we need.
Yes, dude.
We need energy and fun. You're like a cartoon character.
I'm tired of being not fun.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Some things in life are not that fun, and if I'm going to be there,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to listen for the Jonas Brothers, Bailey Zimmerman song on Friday.
First time D has ever sought out the Jonas Brothers.
It's so random even when you say it, too. It's like, yeah, Bailey Zimmerman and the Jonas Brothers have a song coming out. What?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, you said Kevin. I thought you meant the kid from Home Alone. I was like, I didn't even know what you meant.
I thought he was talking about a minion.
It's good to see you, man. Enjoy the show, and you know we love you.
We'll
see you in London.
Yes.
Kentucky. All right. We got more coming up. 57th Annual CMA Awards there tonight on ABC.